Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at Three. Number one.
All right, first, we are live here. The Drive is on the road, as it is draft day. And day two of the draft, which means the Texans are going to be right in the middle of this thing with two picks in the second round and a pick in the third round as we speak right now. And we're here in the early stages of the draft party. I'm seeing some people starting to come in.
Out in these streets,
grab
right?
Grab a seat, have themselves a good time, get themselves ready for what should be a packed house and a packed night here. It should be a good time.
You want to make me feel right at home, put me right in the middle of an outdoor party.
That's right, man. A little come action on here, man.
Traffic's picking up.
That's right, man.
Look out now.
People having a good time, and it's a pretty pretty favorable day, in my opinion.
I like that lid. Got that new H right there, baby.
There it is.
Come on.
No burning sun holding down on us, baby. A nice little cloud-covered day, man. It's good times out
beautiful
here.
Beautiful so down here, isn't it?
Yeah, it'll be a fun time out here.
A lot of greenery, man. A lot of green. It's green down here, boys.
It is. It's green right now. Here in a bit, we ain't going to be able to see nothing. But
why's that?
Because it's going to be a big crowd.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be people over here. It's going to be blue.
Hopefully we'll still be able to
blue
see
and red.
Those green trees, though.
Yeah, I guess people ain't that tall, huh?
No,
so many banners are coming down. Before we set the scene for tonight, as we said, the Texans sitting there at 42 and 59 in the second round right now, and a third-round pick. Last night, Clint, the Texans, we wondered if they would jump back into the first round. It turns out they didn't. There's a lot of movement going around in the first round. The Cowboys were moving. The Bills were moving multiple times. They moved themselves right out of the first round to the first pick in the second round. A lot of movement. Obviously, the Falcons made a crazy move, and the quarterbacks went in a big way. Before we get to the Texans part of this, I know you said there was a possibility that the quarterbacks would go, potentially six quarterbacks would go. How surprised in the top 12?
Oh, shocked.
Top 12 that shocked. Six of them would go there.
Shocked. Look, I'm bullish on Michael Penix Jr. I feel like he should have gone there. Hell, I'll be honest with you. I feel like if we're being honest, he should have been the pick at three with New England.
You only had Daniels
Caleb Williams ahead of Michael Penix Jr. And I could have been talked into Caleb Williams being the only one ahead of Michael.
That's
Penix
by the
Jr.,
way. That's what the Falcons said. They only had Caleb Williams rated ahead of him.
And that makes sense now. But yes, that pick right there, the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. obviously just not wrecked the draft, but changed the direction of, I think, a lot of teams at that point in time.
Denver got antsy.
Minnesota got antsy immediately, and Denver
just
went
up one spot.
Look, here's the thing: is because of the number of quarterback needy teams, and all of the reports about the six quarterbacks were all potential first round picks. I bought into that. I believe that. I'm not shocked that they went in the first round. I'm shocked they went in the top 12. That blows my mind that they went in the top 12.
Yeah, I was surprised by it as well that early. And really, like, the movement, you think about it, like, really, it was really only Minnesota going up one spot that made it, right? I felt like I think the Raiders were probably sitting thinking they could get Michael Penix Jr., and then that had to make them change. By the way, Brock Bowers and his family couldn't have looked more angry about where they went.
Really?
Did you see them?
I did not.
Oh, God. They looked hot. There was no smiles. You know, everybody got emotional.
Sorry, did not like Vegas, boy.
Man, there was no smiles. They looked, I mean, they looked miserable about the place they went. But the thing to me that at least jumps out is I like all of the situations that most of the quarterbacks went to. Chicago, now, I mean, you start to talk about the weapons that they have. They get Rome Odunze as well in this draft, one of the top receivers in this draft to already go along with Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and the running game they have there. Like they got a lot of people around Caleb Williams going there. Now Jaden Daniels going to a system with Cliff Kingsbury, as you talked about, that could be good for him. We'll see with Drake May what happens there. And then I like where Penix Jr. is going. Get to sit with the weapons there as well. And then Bo Nix going, people compared him to a bit of a Drew Brees-like. Well, he goes to Sean Payton, which you would like and think could work there as well. And then I like where J.J. McCarthy went in Minnesota, going in that offense with that coach when we've seen what Kevin O'Connell's been able to do. It is what I feel like they've all gone to great situations for them.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because as you lay it out, with the exception of Drake May, I agree.
Yeah, you don't really know. I don't even know who the offensive coordinator is, to be honest.
Well, look, we don't know what in the hell they're going to do in New England. We don't know from a general manager and a head coach perspective, you know, what the, you know, the follow-up to Bill
Belichick
is going to look like. I mean, is it going to be more of the same, or are they going to you know, blaze their own trail, so to speak? It's I just don't trust – I don't have any reason to trust what that regime in New England is doing at this point in time. And he is a player in Drake May, very, very raw. He's going to be able to athlete his way through a lot of stuff. He's going to be able to big arm his way through a lot of stuff. But at the end of the day, is he supported with enough talent? Is he given the grace to develop and make mistakes and get better? You know, we'll see how that happens. I'm a little leery of the Drake May New England situation, but the rest of them, yeah. I don't know if they're going to win a lot of games in Washington, but I bet you Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury put up some big numbers.
At least you know, an offense where you would think they could take advantage of some of the things he does. All right, real quick, sticking with what happened yesterday in the first round. Was there any point where you were hoping the Texans would jump back in?
No, there wasn't. There wasn't
yet
for me, Ron. I'll be honest with you, man. When the six quarterbacks went and the run on offensive players went, I immediately thought, hey, there's going to be really, really good players drop into the second round that I wasn't sure the Texans were going to have a shot at the cornerback position and the defensive tackle position and other positions as well, by the way. But just those two in particular, I felt really good about that first pick in the second round being a quality one. In fact, we talked a lot about it yesterday. You know, yesterday I was like, you know, I don't know if you get a plug and play starter at that point. You know, I'd be more of a rotational guy. Man, the way this thing is shaped up with the best available and the Texans sitting where they're sitting, I'm gonna back up on that a little bit. I'm not real sure that they can't get a plug and play guy that's better than anybody they got at the corner position.
Oh, you think that's in play still?
Yeah, man. I mean, the Cooper DeJean kid, I don't think he lasts. But if he were to last, I mean that dude could start in one of three different places. So it's not crazy to think that he could come in and be a plug and play at one of those three positions, nickel, outside corner, or safety. You know, the Newton kid, one of the top two or three defensive tackles in this draft, that's definitely a plug and play.
Yeah. All right, so that's the latest there. The Texans, they stay in the second round. I'll be honest with you, I was watching those D tackles, and then the kid out of LSU, Brian Thomas Jr., when he started dropping, there I was looking at it like, I was like, how far is he going to drop? Like, is that's a guy that you could have seen going in the top 15. I knew he would. I didn't think he'd get past Buffalo, but hell, I don't know. Buffalo, they seem to be dead set on something to get more picks. But that was one I was looking at. But I think they've actually turned out to be in a really good spot right now to go in a lot of different directions and can move up or move back with the ammo they have to be able to do that. But the first round is over. We're getting ready for the second round as the Texans are going to look to make moves to add to their roster.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right. The move of the night, the surprise of the night, was the Atlanta Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr. And an interesting thing, here's a report coming from the Falcons and Kirk Cousins. The Falcons made this pick despite signing veteran quarterback Cousins to a four-year, $180 million contract last month in free agency. Cousins' agent said through Pete Thamel that the Falcons did not tell the quarterback they would pick Penix until the team was on the clock. His agent, McCartney, said there is frustration and confusion coming from Cousins' camp because Atlanta did not use its first-round pick to make the team better in 2024. We've talked about this from Atlanta's point of view. You've been a quarterback here. What would you be thinking if you were Kirk Cousins right now?
Well, look, I don't know that Kirk Cousins is in a position to be demanding to the front office what they do and don't do, to be completely honest.
Clearly he's frustrated.
Yeah, I mean, he's frustrated. But let's be honest, the frustration around the Michael Penix Jr. pick is that they didn't help their pass rush. They didn't pick an edge rusher. They didn't pick somebody to help them in the front that would help them pressure the quarterback. This isn't like Aaron Rodgers getting upset because for 42 years straight the Green Bay Packers didn't draft a pass catcher for him. This is a guy that they just signed. He's new to town. Sure, they committed huge money to him. But at the end of the day, I think they gave him the courtesy of the phone call, and that should be enough. I think there's a lot being made about Kirk Cousins' role in this particular decision, and I wouldn't be concerned about it if I was a
They are going to have to, you know, Raheem Morris and crew are going to have to kind of handle this delicately, and they've started. They've already come out and said that Kirk Cousins is our quarterback.
Yeah, they reiterated it within about a two-minute span.
And Penix is our future.
Yeah.
How would you handle this thing? Like, is this one where you're looking at this and you're saying, Michael Penix, like, there's no way you're getting on this field unless, you know, it's injury and you have to. Like, is that it, or is this an open competition for you?
No, I don't believe in fake competitions, Ryan. We've established that. It's clear. It's Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is tenfold more prepared and more ready to be the starting quarterback.
And they can win.
And you can go win. And regardless of what everybody says around Kirk Cousins, the expectations are when you pay a quarterback $90 to $100 million guaranteed, your expectations are that guy give you a chance to win a Super Bowl. And that's who they believe Kirk Cousins is. That guy's your starter. I don't know that in this situation there's any need to consistently reiterate that Kirk Cousins is your guy. That to me, if they do that, and I was an Atlanta Falcons fan, I would be concerned. Now you got to worry about, damn, is Kirk that soft? Like, is Kirk really worried about it? At this point in time, you got $90 million guaranteed. Take your ass to work, show up, play quarterback, go win football games. This is blatantly obvious. Kirk Cousins is your guy, and Michael Penix Jr. can put his toes up for at least 2 years and learn how to be a pro.
Yep, from the text line, what is there to be frustrated about? You're guaranteed $90 million. Play, don't play, who gives an S? I mean, the competitor. It's frustrating.
Yeah, I mean, like, these guys make that's one of those money deals. We can't relate to $90 million, and we think, boy, you pay me $90 million, you can treat me however you want to treat me. But in reality, this guy's been making this kind of money for a year. All he wants to do is win a Super Bowl at this point in time. The money's irrelevant.
The frustration is he set through this time of free agency to choose where he wanted to go, and he wanted to choose a place where he could go, where he felt comfortable and felt like he could go and win, right? And they drafted a guy where you know you're on the clock. you know he's going to play. You don't draft someone at 8 and to think they're not going to play. You know that they're going to play. And, like, and the way Clint said it earlier, I mean, Kirk's got to be sitting there thinking, all right, this is 2 years, right? 2 years potentially, and then I gotta take another look. You're thinking this is 4 years, so yes, I can completely understand,
Ron,
why he's frustrated. Not to say the Falcons shouldn't make the move.
Look, Ron, Kurt never looked at this beyond a 2 year deal.
Yeah,
I mean, $90 million guaranteed. Quarterbacks are making $50 million plus a year right now. That's 45 per, 90 guaranteed. This was a 2 year deal. Any way you slice it with Kirk Cousins, I know it says 4. They guaranteed you 2. That's what they think. That's what they feel comfortable doing.
Well, now
guaranteed.
We definitely
this
know
was
it
never
is.
A 4 year deal.
Well, now we definitely know it is when they've drafted the quarterback.
Sure, sure, yeah, yeah. I mean, fair. fair. It all works out. There's a reason why they only committed enough of guaranteed money for 2 years.
Yeah,
there's a reason.
Frustration should be him only having one playoff win. I mean, people are amazing. Well, I mean, some of you all will just take yourself out of being a human because they make a certain amount
right.
of money.
You
just
damn,
since it's to stop being a human, like you would not have a problem with how much you're making right now if somebody came and they hired the person to come take your job, and they basically sat there and told you they're hiring the person to come take your job that you worked that hard for. And you used to be frustrated yeah. about your playoff loss. Get out of here, man. That's all right. So that's going to be one to watch for the next couple of years is how Atlanta handles this
yeah.
thing. I'm sure Kurt may need a couple of days, just like I'm sure some of you can't understand why Ryan Pressly is dealing with similar situations that he's dealing with. Somebody just came in and brought him to take his job and understanding why he is struggling a bit with things. All right, as we continue here getting you ready for the second round of the draft, Texans at 42-59, that's where we're going to be really keeping an eye on the most. But yesterday, I know some of you looked in that first round and saw some teams that you probably said, damn, I wish they didn't get them. We'll discuss some of those teams that could be in the Texans' way and how they did in the draft. That coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texans draft party outside George R. Brown Convention Center. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as we are live here right in front of the convention center, as things are getting set up, man, and they are doing it. They are moving around very, very fast. The Texans staff, the people associated with putting this draft party together, they are making moves, and we're starting to see some traffic already. Somebody walked by and offered to talk about they could do some Jell-O shots. And by the way, I wouldn't mind one right now. Boy, that was a good throw. Did you see that kid across the street in the Stingley jersey?
He's a big Stingley.
That big Stingley jersey. I mean, he hit.
Big Stingley looks like he's got a left guard in his future. Right
yeah,
there.
Well,
is it one
care.
Of the new jerseys?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
He's throwing to a C.J. Stroud in the
people are
the
wearing them jokers. They got a shop out here too. Yeah, they got a team shop, but people are wearing them jokers. But my man here, he better not get that white Stingley jersey. He better stay off the ground.
Oh, he ain't moving fast enough to fall.
My man.
Yeah, I've been watching. That look, he's running all over the place. He ain't moving nowhere.
Hey, he's playing all-time quarterback.
If he falls, that ambulance better check on him.
He threw that one behind him. Now he's blaming him. Last night, like LeBron dribbled the ball off his shoe, and D'Lo caught that wrath. Said, damn, LeBron, that and you just dribbled that off your shoe, dog. I don't know where he's supposed to be. Yeah, he hit him on a nice little slant route, that young man. He ain't caught none of these balls yet. And looks like they're just running. They're working on slants right here. Is what we're doing. 2, 4, and 7. That was on Dad. Yep, that was on Dad. Yeah. You got to get that one up a little bit. But a lot here, man. People are having a good time partying around here, and it's gonna get even better. By the way, can you get the classic jersey or the classic players jerseys, like Andre. And JJ
in the originals, I would think so.
Like, can you get them in the new?
Well, I mean, there's
Greg Grissom walking
right
there.
Ask him.
That's what I want to know. Can you get? Greg,
I like the way
like,
you were.
There we go. There we go. Greg Grissom.
Come
there
out
he is. Greg was just walking past. He thought he was going to walk by. Didn't
you can.
And I didn't.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're good. We're good. I'm curious, amongst other things, can you get like the J.J. Watts or the Andre Johnson, can you get them in the new jerseys?
What do you mean, as far as taking photos?
Like,
those
no, like, do they make them in, like, the... Like
as far
the,
as, like, can we put their
name?
Yes, we can do that. We own them, but we'll have to do it. I mean, with all the jerseys and the launch, you actually had to order all this stuff almost a year ago.
Wow.
And so, you know, our vendors and the licensees, they were all preparing for the launch. And so that's, like, people have asked, you know, why is no Tank Dell yet and some of those types of things. So they'll catch up here pretty soon, and eventually we'll look at maybe some of those legends and throw them on the jerseys as well.
Greg, I'm sure you're on your way to do something very important.
I'm probably checking this thing out. Yeah. It's pretty cool down here.
Hey, but we hadn't had a chance to talk to you, man. I mean, it's I thought y'all hit a grand slam. You and I talked the other night at the jersey release party. Just your thoughts on how the process went and ultimately how the reveal went with the new jerseys,
well,
man.
I always go back to the McNairs and our team, right? So this is a long process, and we've talked a lot about this, a couple-year process, and really kind of instigated and empowered and challenged by the McNairs for us to evolve. And then I think, you know, we've talked about Doug, but his entire team, our creative team, and the work that they did, Cara Mandel, Steven Overturf, and so many others, just to launch that and the blood, sweat, and tears that they put into that process, it was really awe-inspiring for me. And then to see our fans respond the way they did, and I, you know, hey, uniforms. Everybody's got opinions. Ron, you got a few, I know, and you know,
I like them. I like them. I like them.
But it's kind of a unique thing, but overwhelmingly positive on what we were able to launch, and that's just it. Really is about our fans, and so to see them kind of connect to what we've been working on was really gratifying.
Greg, I know it's while we have you, man. I know it's easy for us as fans to sit here now and say, man, you guys did a great job and the reconnect, if you will, and y'all have done a great job right now. I think that's probably a popular opinion, man, but I want to tell you, man, from because this didn't just start. I mean, you guys were out at training camp 2 years ago in the rough times planning for this day. Y'all were putting logos and H's and stuff on different shirts and pushing it out there.
Right.
Behind the scenes, you've told me stories about y'all were doing 20 different things at training camp just trying to get to this day right here. And it's easy when we get here to look around and see these kids playing catch in the new jerseys and Stingley jerseys.
His dad can't complete a slant to save his life.
He's out on our draft board tonight.
At his ankles, throwing it behind him, and he's blaming the kid. I mean, it's just out of control.
But at least he's out here tossing it.
That's right. You know,
let's give him some credit.
But, Greg, I just want to take Sports Radio 610, man. I don't know how many people had the opportunity to tell you while we're on air, man. Hell of a job, and we know we wouldn't be here without you and your staff. And as a fan, man, we are once again proud of what the hell the Houston Texans are, man. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Clint. It means a lot. And, you know, I just it's an overnight success, a few years in the making. But you know, we knew we had some work to do and really some opportunity. And I go back to the team that we built and, you know, across our entire organization, they've just done an amazing job kind of being resilient when it wasn't easy, and then their creativity, their passion, it's just on full display right now. And so it's really all about them and so that we can do it for our fans.
Greg Grissom, president of the Houston Texans. We ain't going to take too much more of your time. I say this. I don't know if you all planned this thing. I know it's maybe hard to plan C.J. Stroud and D'Amico and what they did on the field, but it seems like everything is coming together like the team and then the new uniforms and the new feel and everything. It just seems like I, not to say this is a new Houston Texans, but it feels like all of this is happening at the same time. You rarely see everything coming together all at once. Well, and that is especially where the Texans were
just a
couple of years
ago. I mean, it's exciting, but I think, you know, Cal said it, D'Amico said it, Nick said it. Now we got to go to work on the field,
there
and it's
go.
All about winning games, and that's what we're all about, right? We want that stadium rocking and winning football games, and you know, for the 2024 Texans, we're 0-0. We got to go earn it every day, and that's what we're excited to go get done.
Greg, how about today, man? I mean, this is
Who are they picking?
A big time.
I'm down
event,
here.
Brother.
That tells you what I know.
I'm down here setting the party up. Baby.
I heard you talking about what your thought with Johnny Harris and Mark Vandermeer and all that stuff. So I'll leave that alone.
Are you thinking receiver? You want to be the fourth?
I know. I'm gonna stay out of it. I'm gonna stay out of it.
Oh, meow.
But this layout you guys got down here, I know. Again, I mean, these are your staff putting this stuff together down here, man. I mean, the knocked it out of the park on Tuesday night at the jersey reveal. But I'm gonna be honest with you, I walked in, I was like, boy, this is in a good way. Boy, this is overdone. This is big time.
Well, I mean, the last couple of years we've been at Miller Outdoor Theater, and it's been an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
But circumstances are different this year, right? You know, we're picking a different place. We didn't have a first round pick. We did in partnership with Houston First, who helps us with the George R. Brown, for the playoff watch party, and had a really, really good experience down here, and thought it's a great place because you got Discovery Green. You're right in the heart of Houston. And so how can we come down with the draft party and make something special? So, you know, we got, huge video boards, and just invite everybody down. You know, if somebody's wondering if they can still come, yeah, this is an open public event. Come down here and join us, and let's welcome some new Texans to Houston.
Well, Greg, we appreciate you jumping on with us impromptu. And much to what Clint has said, you guys had to fight through some difficult times and answer some difficult questions and have some difficult conversations. And I know you guys have worked hard, and I know you guys ultimately are really good people. So we are very, very happy that you guys have been able to get to this point, and the city is happy and ready to roll with you, man. Congratulations with everything that's going on. Hopefully tonight continues to be a big night for the Texans.
I appreciate it, and thanks for all your support, you know, and maybe a few comments along the way.
That's right.
You're always keeping us honest.
So
that's good,
honest.
But we appreciate it, guys. Proud to be y'all's partner.
All right, have fun, man. We didn't stop Greg from walking.
I'm just checking it out, just making sure everything's in place.
Greg might have been thirsty, might have been hungry. No, they just stopped him out of here.
Y'all have a great show.
All right, That's the president of the Houston Texans, Greg Grissom. All right, coming up, we will look at some of the moves done by some of the teams that the Texans may have to look at. Was there any moves where you were wishing, damn, I wish they took an offensive lineman. Damn, I wish they took a center. With some of the moves of the teams that could be in the way with the Texans. And, Clint, you get to hear him yourself. Joe Espada explained his ejection. Maybe it'll make you feel better. Maybe it'll make you feel a little bit better. All of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texans Draft Party outside George R. Brown Convention Center. It's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back. And it's starting to warm up a little bit out here.
Yeah, when them clouds part, boy, and that sun comes out. Get ready. We're in H-Town.
That's right. That Texas heat is coming. I see the Texans band. As they're walking through, oh, that sun did now just flat out.
There it is, yeah.
Flat on.
Hey, but look, don't sweat it. We
no,
got.
I am.
There's plenty of bars out here. There's plenty. Look at one, two.
Don't sweat
three.
It.
I'm gonna sweat it.
I mean, I'm look. Well, I know you're going to. You're gonna sweat right through it.
And that guy's gonna sweat it too. That fella looks like a real
the fella.
Uh huh. Back of the knee sweater. That looks like the back of the knees and them pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's three bars in my sight right now. Literally, I could hit with this football. All three of them.
I might have to go over there and hit a couple of the bars myself.
Yeah, you can cool off, get you one of them crackling cold. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm telling you. Telling you right now, man. I'll drink one for you, Tyler. I promise you.
Tyler, you coming down?
Nah. I can't, man. Be here working.
He's doing work, baby.
Oh, that's right.
He's running the draft, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they don't just trust anybody on that draft.
No, they don't. No, they don't. That's why they put their ace. That's why they put the number two producer and all of Afternoon Drive, not in New York and L.A.
Keep in mind, Tyler, the only time you've ever been number one was when your boy was driving the bus.
I know, and I'll never forget that. I appreciate that.
By the way, make sure you guys are ready because you know it's Friday. You know how we end the week.
You know we don't have best of the week. You're being a turd.
Wow.
Like, do you want to just do this? Like, I don't get it.
We can do an impromptu turd list.
I'm hurt, man. It is.
You can get Ron three turds.
I dare you.
Hey, what we got this segment, man?
I dare you. It's my favorite segment of the week.
Well, it ain't happening today.
And you rip it from me.
No, I didn't rip it from you.
You
the whack-ass technology in one of these studios ripped it from
you. Okay, well, then you didn't explain that to me.
I would have to.
Yeah, you do. You do. Sometimes you miss it.
Not only do you have to, you do have to do it on live and on air now.
You damn it. You have to. By the way, Tyler, any teams out there? Any teams that you feel like could be issues for the Texans coming up this year? Any of their draft picks kind of scare you a little bit? Any picks made?
As of right now, nah. Nah.
I ain't going to lie. That when Jacksonville slid in there and got old Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU.
Bring on the Jaguars.
No, I like him, and you know they lost Calvin Ridley. That was, you know, now they bring him in and slide him in, and you know those LSU receivers. That was, you know, I'd have been all right if Buffalo would have scooped him up, but and they moved back and got him. They moved back and it dropped to get him. That was one to me that I looked at. I was like, damn, man. That's an added weapon to that group that's going to come in and probably, you know, do something immediately. I was thinking, oh, they could have gone. It'd have been all right if they slid in that corner. Maybe slid in one of them corners early. I think maybe that ultimately may help the Texans with the cornerback group there. But, yeah, Brian Thomas Jr., I like him a lot. I thought he was a really, really good player. And, like I said, you know what we've seen from LSU receivers. Jacksonville slid into him. That one was kind of,
you know, for me the keeping in the division, the kid out of UCLA.
Oh, the pass rusher that the Colts got,
the best pass rusher.
I thought they was going to slip into Brock Bowers for a second there.
Yeah, yeah. He didn't last to them, did he?
No, the Raiders decided to take a luxury pick.
Like that, I think that kid is the real deal, and I could see him causing some problems for the Texans moving forward, being a Colt.
Yeah. The one that many people are talking about is the Chiefs getting richer with Xavier Worthy. And I'm going to be honest with you. I know a lot of people saw him, Texas Longhorn fans, watched him for years. And he had the fastest time in the combine. Was it John Ross? Is that the last time somebody ran it faster? 4.2 something? He is an explosive, fast receiver. Smallest receiver, and you know, look, I think he's got a chance to really help that team with the speed, and we understand what the Chiefs like to do with speed. They just have had a lot of guys like that, and none of them except for Tyreek Hill have worked out the way that some of you like. Like there are people like, oh my God, man, look at Kadarius Toney, and he's been all right. Oh, look at you know Mecole Hardman. He's been cool. Right? They already have, you know, those two guys. They have Hollywood Brown. I don't know. We'll see about Xavier Worthy. I know he's an explosive player. He was a second-round pick until he ran, and we all already knew he was fast. And then he ran the 4.2, and he got up into the first round. So, you could see it could work, but I'm not so quick to just say, oh, man, the Chiefs stole one again. They just got a big piece. We'll see.
We're living in a day and age in the NFL, and Tank Dell I think had something to do with that. Is those guys are having success at this level, and
he don't run routes like Tank though, do he?
You know, I don't know that he's been asked to run the route tree the way that Tank and Tank wasn't until he got here. If we're being completely honest with you, so I don't know about. I'm just talking about the undersized. You know what I mean? If you put that guy at 190 to 200 pounds. And what he was doing in college, he's a lock number one, first round draft pick. He didn't have to run a 4.2.1 or whatever the hell it was. So I think his size was holding him back, but we're living in a day and age where folks are more apt to overlook that, especially if you're 4.2. And I actually love Worthy. Now, I don't know so much of that depends on, especially when you go to a team like the Chiefs.
Well, everybody keeps comparing these guys to, anytime they get somebody fast, you know who they comp it to. And nobody's like that.
Yeah, well, that's like a different animal. Yeah, I mean, but the thing is like,
hell yeah,
the Chiefs are just at a spot where
Clint, stop real quick. Look at that get up.
That's the Texas Mariachi right there, man.
That is clean. That's a new one too. He's got a little of that. He's got a little of that.
Well, you don't think
they're going to drop blue in there?
You don't think they're going to drop him new jerseys and not drop new Mariachi unis
look
too?
At
now
that is sexy.
You like that?
I'm turned on.
I'm surprised they didn't come all together. I mean, I don't know why they just come one at a time. What's up, fellas?
I mean, there you go. That was sexy. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, look, with Xavier Worthy in Kansas City, I like it. I think you just take everything out of the equation. Pat Mahomes, Xavier Worthy, and Kelsey. You want to talk about creating space for Kelsey?
I mean, yeah. In theory,
They're going. He'll now again. I don't know anything about this guy off the field, and so if he's a turd. then they'll find a way to use him as much as they can and then get rid of him as quick as they can, because that's what Kansas City's able to do right now. But assuming he's ate up with football and he's ready to rock and roll, I would have think that Pat and Andy going to have a field day with that cat.
Yeah, everybody's been coming down on Buffalo because they made that move to give it to him. Hey, man, you gotta worry about yourself. They are collecting picks, I tell you that much. They are passing up their collective picks to get, I guess, what they want. All right, as we continue here getting you ready for the draft, I know some people don't want to look at this, but we didn't hear the explanation from Joe Espada, a.k.a. Dana Espada, a.k.a. Joe Brown. We didn't hear the explanation from him on his ejection that seems to be maybe one of the low points of his early tenure as the manager. But this was Joe Espada giving his explanation on his first career ejection.
You know, did not agree with his strike zone today.
Throughout the whole game?
Yeah, I thought there were some, you know, pitches that didn't go our way, and I just didn't agree with him.
Why'd you kind of choose that moment right there?
I just got tired of watching.
I mean, you got to be crapping on my face, dude. we're being serious right now? That's some of the weakest, most embarrassing, wimpified BS I've ever heard from a position of power, whether it be a manager or a head coach.
Is this about Joe, or is this just about the 7-19 start?
Well, I'm sure that goes into it, but no, it's about how damn weak that sounded.
You know what they need? They're in Mexico City right now. They need to just take this like a bachelor party.
Oh, wow.
I think they
hell of a deal.
Like, let their hair down. Nobody with no phones, no cameras, Tony. Just keep your, just get loose. Just get loose. Just let your hair down. Enjoy yourself. Have a good time. And just do whatever it is that you would do at a bachelor party. Fellas out there, you know some of the activities you've done at a bachelor party. You're in Mexico. I'm sure they're in a good spot. They got all the drinks, all the tequila they need. Like, let's go. I want to see, let Framber let his hair down.
Blanco got a pitch now.
No, hell with that. All of them. They may be a little hungover and ready to go, but they need to just get loose. Everybody's so damn tight. Everybody's pressing. Just get loose. You're nine. Have a blast. I mean, do it all. No cameras. No photos. No phones. Leave the phones at the door. Leave the phones at the door, Tony. Nothing.
That's when you know it's going to be a good night.
Really get it going. Take over a resort and just invite everything you need to have invited there, and let's have a good time.
Get weird with it.
You're really trying to get these boys to hit rock bottom, ain't they?
I'm trying to get them to get loose. Alex Bregman needs the first one. Alex Bregman needs to take 15 shots.
I'm
in the evening.
I'm really concerned that this is going to be rock bottom. Mexico's going to be rock bottom.
It's not you ideal. So?
Might as well eat the worm while you're down there,
Tyler. I think you're with me, right? Let's take Mexico guys trip.
Yeah, at this
Joe leading it. I want Joe to be somewhere by midnight with his shirt off.
Now, did that guy sound like he was leading any kind of party?
Maybe
in
not yet.
Sounded
maybe,
like a man who's
yeah from the text line.
Maybe
yeah, turn him into Joey Nada. That's what I want him to be now. Oh, Joey Nada.
Nada
come out
plumbed.
There. His armpit shaved or
not
something.
Not a chance.
That's his armpit shaved. Somebody place. Let's have a good time, man. Shoot, man.
I mean, did you visually see Espada and how sheepish he was with the umpire?
I know it. That's
like
what
that,
I'm saying.
Like that meek little walk up and then walk away, and then it looks
I
like
saw
he's asking
him. But they got to let this thing pass them, man. They just need to loosen up. Just loosen up, man.
Yeah,
have a little fun, man. You know, if you do some other things illegal, fine, do it. Let's have a blast.
You think that's the answer, huh?
Yes, yes. Not the bachelorette party. The bachelor party you went to in Scottsdale. I'm talking about a real.
Ooh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
Not one of the ones where they just go play a round of golf or something.
Yeah, you think that's all we did?
I'm not talking to you, Tyler. I'm talking to Clint. Clint was a subdued one. That one he went to.
Yeah, but we were
not. I want people to go out there. I want some potential mistakes to be made. Just to have a great time. That's what I think. They just need to get loosened. Ron is wilding. No, they need to wild. Didn't that you watch those players in that dugout? Don't that look like some guys that need to take a round of shots?
Yes. Looks like they're all clenching their cheeks.
Yeah.
Yes, their butts are so tight, man. They look like a one seed playing a 16 seed, and the game is tied at 5 minutes left. That's what they look like the whole time they're walking out there. Butts tighter than hail. Even know how tight that is. Just let it loose. You had a day off tonight. Just let it loose. Everybody show up hungover against the Rockies. Let's do it. What you got coming up at the four?
Well, look, the NFL draft, round one, happened last night. Ron, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm disappointed in the NFL, and it is time that they make a move. It is time that they make a move. That is appointment TV. Everybody in the mayor, every football fan in the world is in front of that screen, and they've got to make a change. That buzzkill from the jump, that is not it. I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm talking about, and we're going to discuss next.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.